So.
Do you like to actually fish, like go out in a lake with a rod?
It sort of depends. Like, I haven't gone fishing in a long ass time, but I don't like not like it, right? I imagine it'd be a lot more fun with weed. Scion goes fishing a lot. All right, so we're gonna fuck with puppies, guys. We're gonna talk about fish later, and trains. This will be a fish episode of the Meta Show for the hobby stuff. Maybe I'll nerd out about trains later. But right now, I want to fuck with puppies. There are 1,100 of you here. 1,100 of you here on this channel. That's pretty cool. And so I got something for you. Well, we have all been camping. We're going to be talking a lot about the M2 camp. We're going to be talking a lot about 337 hostile titans that are trapped in M2, and what are the implications of that, and more importantly, how do we do it correctly? One of the first things that the enemy has done is they've realized that in order to be able to escape the hell camp, they are going to need to work together, which is something that so far Trappy has not done a very good job of. I'm going to try to get out of the habit of calling them Paspy because they didn't pass the one time that they probably should have, and now they are Trappy. So until such time as they are no longer Trappy, they will be Trappy. So, let me get this link here. I want to make sure I get this right. I'm going to post this here. You will find a link in Elysium. It is a link to the Trappy Discord, the new Trappy Discord. They do not have any ESI or anything because Pandemic Horde does not use ESI. And so they have decided they are going to do a consolidated Discord for all of Trappy to better enable them to get out. And in the situation, obviously we need to make sure that we know when they're going to try to get out. And so we should also be on the Discord as well, I think. We all need to know when the bad guys are trying to do something in M2, so please help out the cause by making sure to check that out. The Black Hand sends its regards. And I know that you need permissions to do anything and what have you, and now it's just going to be a bunch more work for the bad guys to figure out who needs to be where. So have a little fun with that. Apparently, all that you do is you get to see their pings. So individually, you can all start seeing whatever ping they sing there if they're not doing any chat channels or anything. So congratulations, you now all have a Trappy relay that you can use personally. So that's cool.
In Kingdom of Heaven, when he has everyone kneel and then says, "Arise a knight," he makes everyone a knight. You had everyone kneel, "Arise a black hand."
You are now an
Arise
agent
high.
of the Black Hand with your own relay. Welcome to the metagame. All right. So, and oh my God, we've unleashed Zenuria in their fucking Discord. Excellent. Do your worst, Zenuria. Work your fucking magic. All right. So, we need to talk about the M2 thing and how we're going to do this. I want people to sort of zoom back here and keep in mind that, and we've been racking our brains for days. We've been trying to get our heads around this thing. And because you guys have done a ton of work and got us the intel from just doing a bunch of locator agents and a bunch of kill word analysis, we have come to conclusions that are not just me telling you, "Hey guys, they've got 40% of their fleet." Like, we can tell you exactly how many titans they have trapped, exactly who they are, and in most cases, which of our enemies that are trapped are main characters or are alts. And I want you all to keep in mind that in 3 days, there is going to be the core patch. We're going to be talking about cores a little bit later in the fireside, because there's some like gritty logistics stuff that people who are better qualified than me will be talking about. But the challenge that Trappy faces right now is that because, particularly on the legacy side, this is less of a thing on the PL and NC.side because they are like us and they use alts for supers and titans and stuff. But a lot of the enemy's main characters, particularly on the legacy side, are trapped. And having their mains trapped is particularly significant. It doesn't mean that they're not going to be able to handle the core challenge, but it's going to be more difficult if, for example, brave newbies might need Dunk Dinkle to be able to log on and move some stuff around. There's going to be a lot of these directors and other people on their main characters that are trapped in M2. That will need to be able to help out with the logistical and financial challenge of the January 12th patch. And a lot of those motherfuckers are trapped. That doesn't mean that they're not going to be able to hand out roles or figure out a way around it. It's just that the pain in the ass factor of the core problem that these guys are going to face, because we killed a bunch of their titans and so their ass broke, they're going to do their shitty little like bottom grade just garbage tier security war bonds that maybe some people buy, some people won't. But it's not just that we have 337 titans trapped. It's that we have 337 titans trapped. About 15%, let's say 10 to 15% of the characters that are trapped are main characters, which means that those are characters that are not able to go on fleets to fight us. It is characters that are not able to help out with logistics, not able to help out with finance, not able to help out with the challenges as long as we are holding them down. These guys finally found real delve, and it turns out that through the fucking puppy wood chipper, once the puppies go through the wood chipper, out the other side of the wood chipper is a fucking bear trap, and that is where Trappy is now, and we're going to fucking keep them there. They are, if they want out of this thing, they are going to have to pay a terrible, terrible price. Now, this is, and I want you guys to zoom out, do the math yourself, 337 titans. Let's say you ballpark it, you know, Z-kill values, 90 billion-isk, whatever, but puppies, sometimes it costs them more to actually source titans compared to us. Whatever the figure you want to put at it, you can do a little bit of napkin math and multiply what you think of the cost of an average pappy titan should be, multiply it by 337, add another 5 trillion or so to take all the super caps and super carriers and various other shit that they have trapped there, and come up with your own number, but you're going to end up with a figure that's somewhere north of probably 40 to 45 trillion ISK trapped in M2. It turns out that it's way more than 11 trillion, which was a joke back in the day, but here we are. We find ourselves in very unusual circumstances here. We plan to win this war. So far, this war has been going in a way that we broadly foresaw back in July of last year when we first started talking about this, that we would gradually grind down the bad guys to a point that we would bring them to a glorious battle. We would win the glorious battle, then we would camp the leftovers, and then we would start the process of cleaning up Delve and sweeping up the puppies. That broadly has been achieved. And the scale of the thing is a bit far beyond our best case scenarios, to the point that it presents its own challenges and complications, right? 337 titans is a lot of titans to camp, which means that we have to handle this thing very carefully and with tremendous discipline. The enemy has fucked up, or depending upon your attitude about it, we have murder zoned them so effectively. We have owned these guys so much that this is the greatest swing slash blunder slash own zone slash fuck up slash whatever you want to call the M2 situation. There is no precedent for something like this in that I have been able to find in competitive online gaming. If you guys remember, a couple years ago, Progud Legend was running around and telling everybody that there was going to be a $1 million battle. Well, 45 trillion ISK, let's say what a billion is about 100 USD. And on top of that, the losses that they suffered in the actual fights in M2, Piggles finally got his $1 million battle. It just turns out that $1 million worth of stuff all came out of the fucking trappy side, and the rest of it is fucking trapped under our guns. So, yeah, you guys can do the math and figure out however you want, but basically the point is they are comprehensively screwed. And I want to talk about why, because I know that there's a lot of screaming on every single channel that the puppies can get at. They're screaming and crying and howling, talking about how we're mean and blah, blah, blah. They want to blame CCP. They want to say it's the servers. But I want you guys to know that you and the command team and everybody that did the work here on the M2 armor timer. The armor timer is the reason why we have achieved this incredible victory. Because for all of the lies of the Trappy people saying that the M2 armor timer was an even thing, position is everything. It was on the M2 timer that we kicked their asses so hard that they failed to extract from the field before downtime hit. And that is why they have 337 Titans trapped. It's not because of CCP. It's not because, oh, the servers. It's not because of all the excuses and all the blaming that they want. They try to say that M2 was an even thing. They try to say that M2 was a wash. We won the position war because we owned these motherfuckers. And that is why M2 armor, no CCP, no server bullshit, no Villy fuck up. We owned them on the armor timer, and that is why their shit is trapped inside the wood chipper. We got the high ground, and now we are going to punish them for it. Now, there is a flip side to this, guys. This is super important. For those of you that were not in the Great War, that did not get to experience the PR TAC Hellcamp, Hellcamping is an art unto itself, and we will teach you all how to do it. It is not something we can fuck up, though. And the reason I tell you this is that, basically, until these guys get out, and we want to make sure it's a long time before they get out, and we want to make sure that if they do get out, they pay a terrible price. A terrible price. These guys have fucked up catastrophically. We have 337 Titans of theirs trapped. It's not going to be a good look if they get them out anytime soon. We're going to look like a fucking bunch of failures, idiots, and fuck-ups if these guys get this thing out anytime soon. They have given us the opportunity of a lifetime, and it is on us now to not fuck it up. So I know that we're all jacking each other off and backslapping and butt-patting and whatever it is about how great we did. And we did great, and that's awesome. But we really need to grit our teeth and focus here and not get the hubris, because we have 337 Titans trapped. And if you think about it, that's almost an uncomfortable number of Titans, because it means that if we fuck it up really badly, they could lock on 337 Titans into our faces when we are unprepared, and that's a bad look. So we have got to dot our I's and cross our T's. This is not anywhere close to over, and the fastest way for this to blow up in our faces and fuck us is to not take the threat that exists in M2 seriously. So we are reconfiguring how we are handling the camp. You've already seen a couple of the moves we've been making. We're going to be talking about some of that now. So the most important thing, and normally speaking, this would be a thing that we would, and so anything I say involving moving capital ships or super capital ships around, anything I'm about to tell you, like there's going to be Capstorm broadcasts, there's going to be Titan level broadcasts. You guys are going to see like the normal stuff for this. So wait for ops, wait for instructions. But basically, we do not need any of our Titans to remain in M2, right? We need those Titans to be back in probably, I don't know, 1DQ1 or wherever it is that the broadcasts are going to tell you to go. Because we need to be able to jump into M2 with our Dreadnoughts and our Titans. So what we're going to want to do, and we're going to be doing the motions and the arrangements on all of this, is we are camping M2 using Windrunner Feroxes. They've been working great in terms of Keepstar defense and in terms of anti-support. So you've got Windrunner Feroxes. Some people are using super trains. That's great too. Faxes and carriers and super carriers and Feroxes and rocks and dictors. All that stays in M2. Titans and Dreads we need out of there. We need to move our Titans and our Dreads out of there, except for the groups that are doing special team stuff. If you're a part of one of the cool kids clubs, you know what I'm talking about. But we need to make sure, tracking Feroxes, DACA Feroxes, whatever the fuck you want to call them, basically, you park them on the fucking Keepstar. We've used these for our cash fights before, and they are pretty fucking great for what we're doing here. So the Hammer, the Dreads, and the Titans need to be out of M2 such that we can drop them back into M2 on top of these motherfuckers. And that means, after this fireside, and once we start getting things moved, we're gonna peer pressure you guys. Like, if we see some dumb motherfucker ignoring orders and having their Titan on the M2 Keepstar and trying to camp with it, we will yank your fucking chain, because we cannot afford to fuck this up, and it is on us to fuck up. We know where the enemy is. They have a prepared position. We have a position where we can prepare, and we're not gonna let this opportunity go to waste. We're gonna try as hard as we can to make sure this opportunity does not go to waste. So there are a couple things on top of that. How do we prevent people reporting Kunimi's Titans in M2, for example? If you are not somebody who should be paying attention to these things, don't run around and try to play Space Cop. We have an organ, like, if somebody has a Titan there that isn't supposed to be there, we will know and we will yell at you. Carriers should be staying in M2. Supercarriers should be staying in M2. Rocks and Ferroxes, we're going to be moving the Titans and the Dreads out. And it's good. We're going to, like, ask some questions. It's good, guys, because this is a big, complicated shift in the war. There's another big, complicated shift in the war. Obviously, we are no longer doing the E3 Hell Camp. We are no longer camping the entrance to Helm's Deep. We are camping M2. Because we have M2, Helm's Deep is simply less relevant. So we're going to be winterizing Helm's Deep, basically. It will be there if we need it. But if you remember correctly, in the Lord of the Rings movies, after the Helm's Deep scene where they fight the bad guys off, they do not stay huddled in the fucking fortress. They go out to own bones. And that is what we are going to be doing. And that is our focus. There's going to be a bunch of questions about jump bridges that I am not qualified to answer, but believe me, you will be told by the appropriate people. Somebody is saying it would be nice if we could close the trickle down with a more classic gate camp in E3. No, it would not be nice. It would not be nice. We have, and I want you guys to fucking get with the program here, 337 hostile Titans trapped in two bubble camps on a grid we control with a Keepstar we control with more of our Fortizars going down. Ask yourself what matters more. Keeping a gate camp on E3 or holding down 337 fucking hostile Paspy Titans. Trappy Titans, because they're not Paspy anymore. They're fucking Trappy. We have them trapped. We're going to keep them there. We're going to do our damnedest to keep them there because fuck these guys. We will never get an opportunity like this again. Now, I know that some of you guys are bingo fishing for future plans questions, so I'm seeing some obvious questions that might be future plans involving what are we going to do with T5CI, what are we going to do with that. So go ahead and take your free future plans bingo square. So one of the things, let me take a look here at our notes. Yeah. So what are we expecting in the next bits? I want you guys to know that when it comes to camps, camps will always get hit at the wrong time. The whole point is that the enemy is going to try to do breakouts when we least expect it. That is the nature of these things. We will try to get intel as best as we can, but it is kind of like the era when we saw the bad guys dropping Keepstars and we asked you guys to, you know, keep eyes on and scream bloody murder in Elysium if you saw the bad guys trying to drop a Keepstar. It's going to be the same thing here. If there are breakout attempts or anything that looks like a breakout attempt, share information in Elysium with each other, right? Because it's on all of us collectively to do our level fucking best to make sure that guys don't get out. Now, that doesn't mean that all of our forces are going to be in M2. As I said, we're going to be moving our Titans and our Dreadnoughts out because we need those Titans and those Dreadnoughts to present a strategic threat, especially because their Titans are trapped. We want to keep them there, so we want to keep them held down with our camp while we are able to utilize our Titans elsewhere as a threat or just directly, you know, waving our dicks in the bad guys' faces, whatever we end up deciding to do. Because just like when we took out Band of Brothers and held them down for a month in PRTAC, we sit on these guys' fucking faces and we burn down everything else they've been doing. Now, that means that when you see ops going out for things that are not M2, we want you guys going on those ops because we have swept now. The Doom clock is down, I think, to 4 systems. We have taken out a tremendous and obscene, a beautiful amount of their progress and the time and the effort that the enemy has put into this. All of it is falling apart, but it will only fall apart if we continue to do the work. And this is the biggest challenge. This is the reason why I'm herfing so many fucking blurps. The biggest danger, the time that I am most paranoid in EVE Online, I am at my maximum alert when things are going well. Because my nightmare, which I'm going to hope is your nightmare as well, is to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory. Right now, we are winning this thing. We got to play tight. We have the greatest opportunity that we've ever had to turbo fuck these idiots. And Now it's on us to fuck that up. So please, for the love of God, in the next few days, because here's the thing. This next week or two is the most critical phase of the camp. Holding these guys down, initially speaking, is the hardest part because they still have will. They still have some fight on them. They have not lapsed into that learned helplessness depression. And as time goes on, our negotiating position gets better. Now, why am I saying the negotiation word? I have said a lot of things about this ends in violence, not diplomacy. But I also didn't expect to have 337 Titans trapped. Now, there's a question. We can go a couple of different routes. We could go fuck them all. No negotiations, no mercy. We could do a deal to, like, let PanFam out. Or we could do something interesting. Because, you know, I kind of want to camp about 250 Titans. That's kind of what I'm thinking. And I also kind of want to see how scared the puppies are. And I want to see what the puppies will do. And for some reason, I've become very popular recently amongst our enemies. There are a lot of people that are reaching out to us. So we have to figure out how we are going to handle all these motherfuckers. Now, I want to do something that is going to cause as much disruption for the enemies as possible. So, yeah, there's going to be one golden ticket. One golden ticket. And they will have to pay a price. It's not going to be Faction 4 Desires. Just one. One alliance. Whichever one pays the highest blood price. Maybe none of them will reach out. And Test doesn't qualify, by the way. Test, we've got like 90s. Fuck Test. This is for everybody else. Right? I wouldn't mind. Unfortunately for these guys, we have so much of their shit trapped that one golden ticket for not Test will probably have to be paid for with, I don't know, fucking on the Keepstar level, right? Like, if you, these other guys, like, Test has, like, 90-something Titans trapped. The rest of them have, like, 60-something Titans trapped. And maybe none of them will reach out to me, but I just think it would be fun to say that we will let one of them out if they pay a sufficient price. And we'll do a formal diplomatic deal, but it'll be only one, and it'll be the one that pays us the highest blood price. Now, maybe they'll just all say, fuck you. And, you know, the thing is, we have to actually hold the camp, guys. Like, this would be really fun. I think it would be hilarious to let one of them out in return for a treaty and, like, a whole bunch of shit, maybe some keep stars, maybe some Faction 4 Desires, the good stuff, and then maybe get them all to fight amongst themselves as to how dare you take the deal or whatever. Well, you know, I'm freestyling this because we've got 337 Titans trapped. Nothing like this has ever happened in EVE Online. But we will not be able to do the whole golden ticket prank apple gimmick thing unless we hold these motherfuckers there. I think it's probably going to take another couple weeks before they realize how well and truly fucked they are and that they start negotiating with me. So it's on us to hold these motherfuckers down such that we can wave that golden ticket in their faces. And you're welcome to roll them in local about this. Let them know that there is a path to victory, a path to exit with a sufficient blood price for precisely one of the hostile alliances that are trapped there. And the reason why, there's a few reasons for this. It's not just like, haha, prank apple. They have so many Titans trapped here that in order to let any of them out, we will have to form up our entire strategic force in case the group that we are trying to let out is going to try to fuck us. So essentially what we have to do is go through this big complicated thing. There essentially has got to be a full military mobilization to even let one of these groups out, because in case the other ones try to get in, we need to be able to kill them as they try to escape if they try to use the somebody else's golden ticket out. So, like, the actual logistics of letting these guys out are extraordinarily complicated, which is why we can only do one at a practical matter. Like, there's just, it's too risky for us because we have so many of their shit, so much of their shit trapped. It is too risky for us to even think about. You know, I've been seeing people posting on Reddit, like, let's let PanFam out. Well, we can't let all of PanFam out. We have too many of everybody's Titans trapped. It's too much of a risk to us to let an entire block out. So, one golden ticket. And in the meantime, we will hold the camp and see if any of them want to negotiate. Maybe they'll just give me the finger, you know, but I think it'll be fun. We're gonna roll with that and see how it goes. But now it's on us to hold the shit down. Alrighty. I mean, Dunk is welcome to text me, but Keep in mind, guys, the War in the North was a 40 faction Fortizar deal for us in a treaty to say that we're satisfied with the 40 faction Fortizars or whatever. The scale of how many assets we have trapped here for these 337 Titans means that we're talking about it's going to be a much bigger payday than just some faction Fortizars. And yeah, don't worry. We're never going to deal with Test. Like, Test is next. Like, we're in this. The golden ticket shit does not apply to Test. Fuck Test. I was delighted. Delighted. Oh my God. So delighted to see that of all the motherfuckers we have trapped in here, all the motherfuckers trapped in M2, number one of Trappy is Test. 90 something Titans trapped still in M2. Number one, far and away. And there's one thing I think the entire galaxy can agree upon, us and Trappy, it's that Test blows ass. Their leadership sucks. And then their leadership has helped fuck the entire thing up for the rest of their coalition. Oh, Windrunners, there you go. As you guys can see, I'm glad you are getting their pings so you can help make sure they don't do a breakout attempt. I'm sure that they have a brilliant plan there to differentiate members of Horde from members of the Imperium without using ESI to prevent us from getting their pings. I mean, we already got their pings, but now you guys all get their pings. Welcome to the Black Hand. It's fun. Are we allowed to scam Titans and Supers out of them by telling them we can extract them, but obviously not doing that? Yes, absolutely. Weapons free on scamming. The more of these motherfuckers you can scam and convince to log on and then get cut down by us, the better. Fuck them. We did that. That's one of the reasons that we, one of the ways we were able to keep ourselves entertained in PR Tech was scamming idiot puppies, and at one point somebody scammed an entire hostile alliance of puppies, like a random unaligned alliance, and got them to jump what was at the time in 2009 a sizable carrier fleet, just right sinoed them right into the bubbles in PR Tech, and we devoured them. Camps take on a life of their own. They are a lot of fun because you're getting that sort of slot machine intermittent reinforcement of like, hey, I'm gonna camp, am I gonna be bored, or am I gonna get to like zoot Titans today? It's gonna be good. Any update on when war bonds will be handed out? Kazimir, are you here to answer any war bond related questions? Because I don't fucking know. You might have to unmute yourself because we're in the Fireside channel.
Yeah, that involves finding the microphone. Hello, everyone. So we are working on that. We have to do a bunch of like auditing and security reviews and make sure there's no nonsense in the bond. But honestly, I expect to be done by the end of the week. And we will be issuing corporate shares just as soon as we can. So we have a record of everyone. I need to go and through and audit all of the stuff that we've been doing in DJs as we've been SRPing Titans, which is taking the majority of the week, which was really fun. Congratulations. This is like the coolest thing to get to be part of. Replacing a three-digit number of Titans in under a week was grand. And huge thanks to everyone who invested in our success. But yeah, we will have shares coming lickety-split, not within a couple days, but hopefully before the Fireside this time next week.
All right. Yeah, that has been a huge success, and it is a credit to our organization. One of the things that I have learned in the aftermath of M2, because unsurprisingly, the bad guys tend to spring a lot of leaks when we've got our boot on their throat. Everybody wants to lick our asses because they're hoping that we'll let them out. And it's on us to keep our boot on the throat, except for whichever one pays the highest blood price in a decent deal. Like, here's the thing. We're going to let one of these guys out with a golden ticket. We want to do a fair deal because we don't want to, like, you know, Treaty of Versailles, like, screw over the group that we let out. We want to come to a fair and reasonable deal so that they don't end up, like, hating our guts and wanting for revenge or something. So we're going to come to something that... you guys will get to point to, you know, the faction Fortizar style grid. We'll say, hey, we got this, and we'll have to do like a fucking warm up with everybody to let these guys out, whoever it is, because we have to have everybody on deck to watch them slope out of the bubbles and kill anybody that is has not done the deal. So it's going to be a whole fucking thing. All right. How can I get involved with keeping bubbles up? I'm already seeing holes. So Jay Amazingness himself, love to Bub, is the Bubble Czar, and we are going to be optimizing the bubbles. We are working on some things involving optimal placement. You are going to see a lot more work going into this camp because, again, it's on us to fuck up. So that is something that we are aware of, and it's something that we were just having meetings about. But Jay is the ultimate decision on all things Bubble. There is a deep and very satisfying, almost biblical sort of narrative loop closing here. It's like Chekhov's gun. They signaled, they remember, Trappy started this Bubble thing. Trappy were the ones that went to CCP and whispered in their ears and asked if they could put a zillion fucking bubbles on a Keepstar grid. And they went and they put 148 or 149 or however many fucking bubbles it was, and surprised us because they got the rules of the game changed behind our back and they didn't announce that to us that was happening. But now we know it's okay. Thank you, Trappy, for making it obvious and making it well known to everybody that it is perfectly okay for us to have tons of fucking bubbles holding them down and 337 of their titans trapped. It's a lot easier to do that because Trappy did the work of getting CCP to change their policy and announce that we can do this now. Welcome to Delve, bitches. What's to stop bad guys from joining the Golden Ticket Alliance to get their stuff out? Our fucking forces and shooting the ones that do. Also, the treaty we'll make with the alliance that does get the Golden Ticket treatment and making sure that that doesn't happen. If we're able to hold the camp, all of this, the Golden Ticket thing, all the other jacking ourselves off stuff that we're doing, all of it is dependent upon relentless focus. Not taking this victory for granted. Playing tight. We are ahead, but these motherfuckers brought the entire galaxy against us. 3-1 odds. They blew 103 alliances to find themselves here, trapped, at our mercy. It is on us to not fuck this up now. All right. Let me take a look. I got to make sure there wasn't anything else on the fireside that I was going to hurt force about that I forgot about. So I can take some questions here. There are now almost 1,359 people at the fireside. Cool. That's a lot of new Black Hand agents. I like it. Don't worry about the stuff about people trying to get out of the treaty, if there even is a treaty. We have to get to the point of holding these motherfuckers down for long enough that one of them is willing to purchase the Golden Ticket, right? If they are not willing to pay the blood price in a treaty to get the Golden Ticket, none of that matters. None of that matters. The only thing that matters is holding the fucking camp for long enough and consistently enough such that we can do the Golden Ticket gimmick. And then go from there. You don't need to worry about who is going to get in and who is going to get out, about if somebody, a bad guy might infiltrate a Titan in there. I understand your concerns, but believe me, we're aware and we're watching, right? Model Train Park, the Miniature Wonderland. I've actually never been there. I would like to visit Miniature Wonderland. I haven't built a model railway. I'm used to calling it a railroad, but I'm doing a British one. So I haven't built a model railroad since college. And I figured it would be fun to, as an adult, do it because, it's going to be a long winter here in Wisconsin. And the railway thing is going to be, my reward to myself for the end of this war. So basically, on the other side of the war for me is I get to splurge on whatever I want railway-wise, which is going to be a... Well, I could go on, but I'll try to keep it to the meta show, guys. You guys don't want to be trapped here with me spurring you about trains. I recently just got the horse box, the new version of one of the 2020 releases for a horse van from Hornby, and I got all those imports in just within the last 3 weeks, so I'm good on rolling stock. All right. Cores. Are we supposed to talk about cores now? What's up, Philhammer? Questions. Are we still accepting war bonds? No. Bonds are done. Next time that we do war bonds, you guys, I suggest that you snap them up when you can. You can trade them amongst them yourselves. They are alienable. There's a bunch of complicated stuff that I'm happy that I do not need to understand. We have a fantastic finance team that has leapt us ahead of the rest of the galaxy. We are pretty much the only well-capitalized entity currently going into the core patch, which is fantastic.
Yeah, so once we actually issue the, in-game corporate shares, the way it works is that the shares are a thing. They're just an EVE item. You can trade them, so you can put them on S-Mart. We'll have a resale thread, and what that does is just document the terms of the shares, so no one can ever get bullshat about what they're buying. That'll also be in the corp info. You can check it. But that's supported, and we expect that the resale market will be hot because, hey, we just gave a ton of people these shares, and some of them want to be liquid, and a lot of people didn't get them that wanted or weren't around, or they're going to resub in a week because they hear, hey, things are awesome in Delve now. It's a riot down here. Come fight. And they want to buy some. We'll just have to see. But that will be available as soon as we actually issue the in-game items.
Sweet.
So we don't think there's anything that they can do with the existing mechanics. Like, it's just a share. But the only person in the corp is me and Mittens. So there's not, like, they can't start a vote. There's no way to mess with the share mechanics. And in the terms, we put that we'll happily reissue all of the shares with a new alt corp. Like, there's no money sitting in the corporation for someone to steal. There's no way for that. We think anyone can do that. And we specifically said the only way to lose your shares, even if they get sold to a hostile, like, we'll just keep paying out. It's too much work to deal with. But if you fuck with the bond somehow, if you manage to find out a way to do that, we will absolutely, that will negate your shares.
All right. Questions about DTECW. I don't really know what to say there. We captured back. We captured back a whole bunch of very important systems. Please do keep going out on regular ops because this war ain't over. It ain't anywhere close to over. And one might say that the war will continue for as long as we are able to hold the M2 camp, even long after everybody else has wandered off. They're really done fucked up here. There are some questions and debate about hitting T5ZI and stuff like this. I want you guys to know, just because we're winning doesn't mean that we are suddenly going to start telling you what we're going to hit when. If you see us not hitting T5ZI, if you see us hitting T5ZI, if you see us ignoring one constellation in favor of another, we have to play in a very controlled and tight way. This is not a situation where you want to just run around and assume that, you know, it's GG, right? The enemy still outnumbers us massively. It just so happens that they outnumber us massively and we have a huge part of their strategic forces trapped. But if they get their shit together and they organize properly and they do a big coordinated kind of thing, these guys are a tremendous threat to us, right? It is not anywhere close to over. This must be taken incredibly seriously because our enemies are incredibly dangerous, right? They are very dangerous. We have our gun to the back of their head. We have our boot on their throat. But if we fuck it up, it goes back to, I think we're still going to be fine, but I just take it seriously. Don't fuck it up. Don't, no hubris, no fucking hubris. We had a few days of smug, and that's great. And now we're going to get organized. All right. I think that's going to be it. I need to get together and get ready for the meta show. The meta show, we're going to be talking about hobbies and stuff. Watch for breakout attempts. You guys are now Black Hand agents. You are all on Trappy's shitty little Discord. And you're going to see ops and announcements soon to make sure that we get our Titans and our Dreads out in an organized way from M2, out of M2. Carriers, Supers, Feroxes, Faxes are going to stay in M2 with the Feroxes and the Rocks. And we got a lot of work to do. I will see you guys later. Let's keep on keeping on. I'm going to get ready for the meta show, and you guys can see fish pictures on the meta show when we get to the hobby segment. Thanks for coming.